In Australia, longer-lasting sex created public outrage. But in the United Kingdom, even Pretty Woman Julia Roberts has been banned from the billboards. Julia and former supermodel Christy Turlington found themselves on the chopping block after fronting two ad campaigns for cosmetic giant L'Oreal, spruiking their latest in anti-aging cosmetics. But the stringent industry codes in the UK, which governed by the Advertising Standards Authority, referred to codes for misleading advertising and exaggeration. But it's a different story here, with practically everyone going under the airbrush and Photoshop. Self-regulation of advertising means that these kind of decisions require a mass public outcry. Yvonne Miller is a social psychologist at the Queensland University of Technology, and she explains to the Fourth Estate's Annie Wiley about why airbrushing may or may not be cause for concern.
The issue of body image and the media has long been apparent. Where do you stand on this banning of airbrushing images?
I think it's really important. So I, even though I'm often against banning things, I'm for banning airbrushing.
And why is that?
I think it just sends an unrealistic image and message to young people, particularly young girls, when they see, you know, these thin models who look very glamorous and extremely skinny, and that we don't even realise that they're airbrushed. You know, and people pick up these magazines and they consume them and they see these images and they don't realise that they're not obtainable.
We're told airbrushing is decreasing in portrayal of people in the media. Is it actually?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to say because we don't really track any statistics on this. I think advertisers and magazines and the media are much more aware of these issues than they ever have been before. And so I think previously there might have been a tendency to, oh, we need to airbrush out that wrinkle or that little piece of cellulite. I think they're more conscious that when they do that, that might be the wrong thing to do.
What about the idea that not only is it setting a bad image for people, but it's perhaps false advertising and portraying a product that doesn't actually do what it's saying they do?
I mean, I hate to say it, but isn't that what advertising is all about? advertising is about selling a dream, you know, and that's what they say when they say that they're airbrushing it to make it look better, because they're trying to sell an image and a lifestyle and a look. And actually, I have no problem with that, but we need to be honest about it. And that's why I'm glad we're having this conversation, because we need to remind ourselves when we see these images that they're not real.
Okay, so airbrushing is bad.
Yes.
But we still allow people who have had plastic surgery or Botox to, you know, appear on covers of magazines or in adverts. Are they comparable? Are they the same thing?
I don't think they're the same thing. I mean, I think they're probably degrees of the same issue. I think that's an interesting point. I mean, I think we've all seen good and bad cosmetic surgery and good and bad Botox and the impact. And, you know, I don't know. I don't have a simple answer for that. I mean, I would like to be in a world where if there was any kind of artificialness, you know, that required surgery or airbrushing, it had to be declared. And I don't know if we're there yet.
The recent pictures in two L'Oreal adverts of Julia Roberts and Christy Turlington were legally banned from being used by the UK's advertising body, the Advertising Standards Authority. But is there the opportunity to take this sort of definitive, decisive action in Australia?
I haven't seen that here. I think that the time's right for it. I think that we're talking about these kind of things, and I think it would be a wonderful thing if it did happen, if we actually, if we stood up and said as a society that no, we want to be honest in our advertising and truly honest, so that we're going to ban airbrushing.
So the way that the advertising industry is currently operating in terms of self-regulation,
yep,
is perhaps not the best way for Australian advertising to be going?
I mean, that's a difficult one, because they would say, and I would agree, they are getting a lot better. But I think we have to be really clear that unless things are against the law, then there's always going to be people who do them. Do you know what I mean? Like, we need to actually, that's why we have laws, to set standards about what's appropriate and not appropriate in our society. And so if we believe that, you know, airbrushing is wrong and inappropriate, and we want to take a stronger stand about it, then maybe we do need a law.
Do you think that harsher regulations would limit the creativity of the industry?
It's not about limiting creativity, it's about being realistic about people's bodies. So I think those are two very different arguments. You know, we all know when we see a flying car or, you know, an orange alligator that's jumping 10 feet in the air, we know that that's creative and we know that that's not real. You know, we know that that's not, you know, that's not something you see in day-to-day life. But we don't know that when we see, you know, women's bodies and faces that have been airbrushed, like, because they're represented as being real. So I think there is a difference between that, and I think it's not about regulating creativity or saying don't be creative. It's about, well, let's just be a little bit honest and realise that advertising has impact beyond what the advertiser thinks it does.
Do you think that there's a spectrum of appropriateness in terms of airbrushing, for instance, removing things from a background of a picture or changing clothing on a model is all right, but changing someone's face isn't?
I would agree with that. I believe that there are degrees of what is appropriate. I think those first things that you mentioned, they don't change the intent or, the, you know, they don't misrepresent something. You know, it's difficult. I mean, we're getting into the grey area, and that's where it becomes quite challenging. And I guess it's about professionals, and that's the designers and the artists and the photographers and the models and everybody having a conversation about what we think is appropriate and not appropriate.
Speaking there to Annie Wiley, Yvonne Miller is a social psychologist at QUT.